Well, hey everybody, welcome back to Braving the Journey. I'm your host, Zach Mathers. And I just want to say, I am grateful. I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful for the opportunity to get to have people that are wanting to continually grow and work on who they are. So today's guest is, it's me. I'm working harder at creating episodes where I just get a chance to share what's really been on my heart and where I feel like God has just kind of been leading and pressing me towards. And so sometimes I find it actually easier to just bring a guest on and get to ask questions versus me having to sit here and talk. But I'm discovering that this is an important part for me. This is an important piece for me in being true to I know who I am. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but we're going to dive into it. So today, before I go any further, what we're talking about today is fear. And what is fear? How do we address fear? How do we not let fear paralyze us? And then how do we actually begin to learn to walk through it? And so that's where I want to go with you today. Recently, I've been able to be part of this group that's an app called Lived. So if you have not downloaded the app, Lived, download it now. It's in my show notes, so you can click on the link, download it. Because here's why. I recently just put a course together for them about this, about fear. And it is such an amazing app because it does a couple things for you. Is that it allows you, when you have moments where you have triggers or different things, that you can listen to things specifically for those moments. But it also gives you these like 3-day or 7-day courses that you can choose to listen to. And it's a phenomenal group of people that have all kind of said like, hey, I'm done with alcohol and I want to have a voice for it for others to hear. And so they have walked the journey that you may be walking. And it's a phenomenal. So if you haven't downloaded the app, Lived, download it, make sure, because a lot of the conversation we're having today actually expands more in the course that I put together for them about fear. So with that, I'm going to share with you, because this helps center me, something I'm grateful for. So today I am grateful. It's Friday for me. I do my recordings always on Fridays, and I'm grateful for Friday because not that I don't love the week and all the stuff I get to do, but for some reason, like, weekends are just kind of like a recharge. I get to spend more time with my kids and my family. My son and my wife and I are actually going to get our scuba dive certification this weekend, so we're going to be diving all weekend. So yeah, I'm just grateful for the coming couple of days of weekend. I really am. So today is the conversation of fear. And I feel like this has been something that so many people have. I just see it. I just see it in myself at times. I see it in others. And I see this fear, whether it's a fear of if you're somebody that's going, hey, I want to get sober, or I've been sober, or if it's in the sober space, there's this fear around, well, what will happen? Will I be able to socialize? Because that used to be my buffer. Will I be able to be out with friends? Will I have all these questions and fears? You know, how do I celebrate without it? All these different fears arise around choosing to not drink anymore. But not only that, then we look at the state of the world in which we're in, right? I mean, I live in Hawaii, where for some reason they still think COVID is a big deal. You know, so there's this fear that still exists that we've been dealing with my kids in school, that the mask mandate has been lifted across the state, but they're still requiring it for my kids in school. And there's this fear that's been ingrained inside of the school culture. And I go, what is that about? Right? There's fear of us in so many ways. Economic collapse. There's fear that what's going to happen next year? What's going to happen here? Gas prices are rising. Will I be able to afford gas in my car? I mean, we live in a world that fear is just around us. It exists. And see the thing is with fear, this is something I've learned, that fear has the potential to do two things for us in our life. One, is it stops you dead in your track. It paralyzes you and stops you from moving forward. Or two, fear, we choose to learn to walk through it. And we actually become stronger and better when we go through it on the other side. But see, the thing is what I think what we often try to do is we either get stopped, stuck, paralyzed, held in our spot because of fear of the unknown or fear of what if this happened. Or we side shuffle, meaning we begin to kind of dance to the side and go, how can I get around this fear? Okay, this fear is here, but how do I get around it without ever having to deal with it? And that's usually where things come into play, like substance abuse, or, you know, we have a complex with this fear that your image, that as you get older, all of a sudden you're like, I'm not going to look as good. So instead of facing it head on, we're going to shuffle around it and go, what can I do to not really address the fear and get through it? Because that's sometimes more comfortable. Because I'll be honest, when we have to learn to walk through a fear, like directly through it and come out the other side, it can be really hard. It can be really challenging. I know even for myself right now, a fear that I am learning to walk through is I do believe I have this deep calling to speak and to talk and to share my story and to figure out how do I get into this platform and this space where I'm speaking more, right? But there's a fear still that goes, do I have anything to say? There's a fear in me that goes, well, yeah, but I'm not as good as that guy. Or, you know, my podcast isn't as big as that person's. Or what if they don't want to hear me? What if they don't agree with me? All these fears, okay? And for a long time in my life, I let them hold me. And what I mean by that is I just didn't have a voice. I stayed quiet because I didn't know any other way. And so as I've been learning and growing and changing and all these things, all of a sudden I'm discovering that the invitation to be able to learn to walk through our fears is beautiful. And for me, you know, so I love Jesus and I believe in him. And so for me, a lot of my conversation has to do with him. And if you have a hard time with God or Jesus, you know, I always just challenge people, like try in your mind to replace, if I say God, to replace it with the word love. Because I think love is an idea that we can all connect to. And I believe in a God that is purely love, 100%. That's all he is. He's just love, right? And so if you need to connect it in that way. But I believe when we look at fear, that we're basically inviting this idea that God or all love goes, hey, I'm not going to let you just walk through it alone. Like if you have to walk through this fear, I'm going to come alongside with you and I'm going to give you what you need in the moment to walk through it. And I believe that strongly, that we were never designed to walk through life alone. That from the very beginning of design, that we were designed to walk through a relationship with God and with another person. That we were designed to be in relationship in this spiritual realm and this higher capacity with God, and then we are invited to be in relationship with others. So everything I talk about with fear, everything, guys, it has to do with being in relationship first. Because when you try to walk this out alone, it is dark and scary. So the image I get so often is this image of a tunnel. And if you've ever gone into a cave or a tunnel, there's a spot I've taken people hiking here on Maui, and it's this amazing cave. But there's a point in the cave where the light that was once behind you goes out and you can't see the entrance, and the exit you can't see yet either. So you get to this point where it's just darkness. I mean, just complete, utter darkness. You can't see any direction ahead of you. You can't see any light. There's nothing. And every time I get to that spot, I turn my light off and I just experience this just complete darkness. And see, when I think of fear and walking through it, I think of that cave. I think about, you know, as you kind of step into it a little bit, you can still see light from behind you and you go, okay, I'm still safe. But as you get deeper into it, there becomes a point in the fear process that as you're walking through it, that maybe it gets so dark on both ends that you can't see out anyway. But you know, if you keep pressing forward, you'll see the end. But the reality is when you walk through that cave with somebody else, when you walk through fear with others, it's not as scary. The first time I ever did this hike, I did it with someone that had done it before. I walked through the cave. And so I knew as I got to this part where it was pure darkness, I said, hey, how much further is this? How much more do I have to go? Where's the end? And because I was with somebody that knew, they go, hey, it's not that much further. We'll get there. And fear is kind of the same way. Like, let's bring people into our life that have walked ahead of you, whatever fear that may be, but that have walked it out before. So that all of a sudden, when you get to the spot where you go, man, there's no way out. They go, yeah, there is. And we're almost there. See, that is the beauty, you guys, in relationships. Relationships are so amazing and beautiful and designed. And our world, I think, for the last few years has caused this intense amount of isolation and fear around relationships. There was a fact that came out recently. So the average death rate based because of alcohol kind of has had a gradual increase of about 3% year after year. But when COVID came, last year's alcohol, death-related alcohol incidents increased by 25%. And they're tying this back to isolation. They're tying this back to people all of a sudden were not in relationship. They were alone and they were fearful. And so they began to drink too much. And so liver failures, car accidents, all these things that are associated with the alcohol number of deaths increased significantly. I mean, that is huge. 3% to a 25% increase. It just shows me so much. 2 points, that fear is so real. And 2, that we are designed to be together. We are designed to live life together. We are designed to walk through things together. So this morning, even before I knew I was going there with this podcast about fear, but I got up and I was just reading a little bit this morning. I'm going to read to you this. And this was from today's reading, April 8th of the day, the reflections. And this is part of the section. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says this: today, I'm no longer a slave to alcohol. Yet in so many ways, enslavement still threatens myself, my desires, even my dreams. Yet without dreams, I cannot exist. Without dreams, there is nothing to keep me from moving forward. I must look inside myself to free myself. I must call upon God's power to face the person I've feared the most, the true me, the person God created me to be. Unless I can, or until I do, I will always be running and never be truly free. I ask God daily to show me such a freedom. Man, when I read that, you know, there was so much that I was like, wow. Like, you know, the idea that today I'm no longer a slave to alcohol. I don't feel a slave to alcohol at all anymore. I don't. It's something I don't think about. It's something that doesn't bother me. And for so many years it was. But there is always this feeling and this threatening thing that exists of living into my dreams. And usually the number one thing that holds me back personally from stepping into a dream I have is fear. There's always fear that's in the way of the dream that I have. So for example, the idea that I have to start a retreat, like a 5-day retreat where it's just this amazing time on Maui, and where, you know, you're getting a small group of people together, you're diving through, discovering your identity, you're working through sobriety issues, and you're coming out the other side going, this is who I am, and to really getting to know yourself. That is a passion of mine and a desire I want to see created. Now, the fear that sits in the way of that is, will anybody come? Will it have any impact? Will it really do what I think it can? Those are the fears that sit in the way, and I can't get around them, but they're in the way of the dream, right? So the dream is the retreat. The dream is to finish writing a book. The dream is to begin to get to speak. Those are the dreams that are inside of me, because that's me. That's my identity. I know that's who I am. But then I can line up the fears that hold me from doing it. So enough ranting about the fact, I think you get it. There's fear in our way for the dreams and also us living out who we are meant to be. I believe so strongly that every single one of us has a unique identity that God gave us, that he said, this is you and no one in the world is like you. Now there's people similar. There are Enneagram traits and characteristics that we all have, but nobody is me. Nobody has had the exact experience that I had in my life growing up, the way my mind worked, the way I process things, the way that got me to who I am in this very specific moment. Nobody has had that but me. And that's the same that is true for you. Nobody has ever had exactly you. Your exact experience, your exact moments, your exact way that you perceive the world, the way that you have learned, the identity that is just ingrained inside of your soul and who you are. Nobody is you. Right? So that also means that if nobody is you with your identity and who you are, nobody has the exact same dreams as you. And no one has the exact same fears the way that you fear them either. Because we're beautifully made and uniquely made. But there are some foundational truths about fear. And like I said at the beginning of this conversation, is that, you know, fear does a couple things. It holds us back. It can paralyze us. It can stop us in our tracks from moving forward. Or we shuffle around it and try to avoid our whole lives. And when we avoid, we actually aren't stepping into who we are supposed to be. And we use things and things to avoid. Or the third option is we push through. So how do we push through fear, right? How do we begin to look at a fear and go, I want to walk through it. I want to go dark into the cave. And the first thing, which we talked about, right? It's relationships. So first, we need to know that we're not going to do it alone. That there's an invitation from God that goes, I will walk alongside you as we go through this. And there's an invitation that we need to find from other people that we trust and go, I want to walk through this fear. So maybe you have the fear and you're in this contemplative state of going, I want to get sober. But there are so many fears that you have around it. So what you need to do is you need to find someone that's walked through that cave already and go, hey, I need your help. I think I'm ready to, but I can't do it alone. Or whatever your fear may be. You may have a fear of going, I want to step into this new role. Like I've been in this corporate job space and I just don't love it. And I know that's not who I'm meant to be, but I'm afraid to step out and do something else. And that may be you. So find someone that has. Find someone that's done that, or find someone that will just be your cheerleader alongside as you do that. But first we need to find somebody. But another big component to facing fears and not being paralyzed or shuffling around from them is we got to begin to ask questions of the fear. We have to give fear the space it needs for us to be able to sit in the fear and ask the questions of the fear. And I know that may seem super weird, the idea that we want to give fear the space it needs. Because what I'm talking about here is when we feel emotions or we have feelings that are hard, we usually try to run from them. But feelings are feelings and we need to learn to feel them. Because we can't do anything with it until we can learn to feel it. And so what I mean by that when it comes to fear is we have to be able to create space and time to go, man, here's my dream. Now here's the fear that's in the way. Now here's the dark cave of fear. And name it and go, I'm going to feel this fear for a minute. I'm going to just sit in it. I'm gonna experience what it feels like, and then I'm gonna ask questions of it. And what I mean by asking questions of fear is, I always believe that there's an underlying reason the fear exists. Right? So, like, let's just walk this out. I'm gonna give you a real life my scenario situation. I have always dreamt of writing a book, so that's a dream, right? Fear in front of that dream that's blocking me currently is, man, I've never done that before and I'm not a good writer. Now, if I ask the fear the question, if I go, okay, if I just sit with it and go, man, where did that fear come from? Where did I really begin to believe that I'm not a good writer? Where did I really begin to believe that? And when I ask it and sit and like, it's a question that you ask God, or it's a question that you can ask love, and you just go, okay, God, where did that originate? Where did that first belief I had that I'm not a good writer come from? And I just sit quietly. That's all I do, is I just ask that question. I just sit, and the first thing that comes to my mind, I write it down. And anything else that comes to my mind, I write it down. I'm not analyzing it at this point. I'm not processing it at this point. I'm just going to write it down, and just I can reflect back on it later. And when I did that for this scenario example, the first thought that came to my mind was second grade. I had to have a tutor like during school and after school to learn to read and write. I was just behind. And so I ended up not being able to pass second grade. So I had to do second grade twice. And I watched my friends go on to third, and I stayed in second again. And there was a lot of things were okay about it. I excelled in other areas and all those things. But there was a belief that just a little one that got established that back in second grade that says, you're not a very good writer or reader. And that sat in my subconscious all the way up until I'm 38 years old going, I want to write a book. And then the fear pops in. And we have a tendency to just look at the fear, go, man, I'm afraid, I'm not a very good writer. But now all of a sudden I can back up and ask the question, where did that belief come from? And this is what I talk about. This is us walking into the cave and through the fear, right? This is how we begin to do that, right? So now I ask the question, well, where did that belief come from? And it came from second grade. I had to do it twice. I'm not a very good reader or writer. That was the belief. So then now of that belief, now I've kind of uncovered the fear a little bit more, and I've looked a little deeper. And now I can begin to ask the question, is that true? Like, is that true? And when I ask that question, and I ask that question of God or of love, and I go, God, is that true? And the response I hear back, when I ask this one, this is just the response, he goes, no, you have something to say. You have something to say. And see, now the reality is am I the best writer in the whole entire world? No, that's truth. Can I learn to become a better writer always? Yes. Can I find avenues and ways and people and other people that have walked this road before me and go help me? Yeah, I can. But as long as I sit with the fear and never start walking into it, I won't do those things. I won't look for the resources. I won't find the help. I won't discover ways that we can move through this. I will just be paralyzed and stuck. And see, so this is just kind of an example of my life when I look at fear. And see, we can do this on every occasion, in every scenario you can just, but the key is, we have to create space in our life to ask these questions and to listen. Because that may be me, maybe it's just me, I don't think it is, but I think our world has a tendency to always want to distract us from feeling our feelings, distract us from fears that we may have. Because the reality is I could choose to sit quietly and ask the questions like we just did over writing, or I could get on social media and flip through Instagram or TikTok and not feel anything for a moment and forget about that fear, right? I can do that. And our world invites us into this. There's so much at our face all the time that you have to begin to learn to be disciplined in creating space of quietness. I always tell my kids, creativity comes from boredom. Meaning that if we don't have moments of going, I don't know what to do, I'm just kind of bored. If we don't know how to create space to just be in the present and just not have a lot going on and just be able to go, I'm going to let these things rise up. I'm going to look at them. I'm going to face them. I'm going to ask questions of them. And then I'm going to walk through them. See, we so easily can fill our lives with such busyness, so much busyness. So much that all of a sudden we will look back on our lives and go, how did I get here? This isn't where I wanted to be. I watch so many close friends in my life's marriages right now beginning to kind of move into divorce or separation. And a lot of it's not because of this big one event, guys. It never is. It's always because all of a sudden they go, man, this isn't what I thought it was. This isn't where I wanted to be. And it wasn't because of a one thing, but it was because of a continual just movement forward without taking time to really look at it and go, am I moving in the direction I want to go? Am I moving to where I, the person I want to be? Am I loving those around me more today than I did yesterday? Because if we do not create space and time to process and to analyze and to look at our life, then we someday will look back and probably regret. Go, man, this isn't the path that I wanted. And this is not, I don't know how I landed here. But if we learn to take time and reflect on it, time to focus on it, time to ask questions of it, and the courage to walk through those fears, you guys will be amazed at the things you can step into. Amazed at the person you can become. Amazed at the things that you can overcome. But it takes courage. See, courage is the thing that when you have it, the others in the world will look and go, man, there's something different about that person. Because what courage does is it propels you to move to your dreams in a different way. And I believe that we are all invited into walking through our fears to get to our dreams, to begin to make this world a better place. But it takes so much courage and strength to do this. All right, so my question for you today, it's really simple. What fear do you have that is holding you back from who you are supposed to be? Guys, and I'm not always talking about these big dreams like I want to become and do this thing. Maybe you have a fear connected with your spouse or your kids. Maybe you have a fear as a dad going, man, I'm afraid that I'm just not a good dad. And so you live into that fear. You let that fear hold you from being a good dad, from being a good spouse. Instead, today, I want you to stop. Find some time to create space and simply ask the question, what is the fear I have? Where did that fear originate? What is the belief I have around that fear? And then you ask God, what is true about it? And I believe he will help speak that truth. And if you need someone to walk through this, because I believe it's powerful to do things like this together, really simply, you can email me and we can set up a time and I'll walk through the fear with you that we could literally address it, walk through it together. My email, it will be in the show notes. You can also find it on my Instagram anywhere. On the website, you can find it, but email me and be like, Zach, I listen to your podcast and I want to walk through fear. And can you do it with me? And I would happily do it with you. So that's my challenge for you today is what fear do you have that is holding you back from being who you know you're meant to be? Ask yourself that question and then walk through the questions of where did the fear come from? What is my belief around it? What's the underlying belief of this fear? And is that even true? Guys, it takes strength and courage. It's not easy to do. So I want to say I'm proud of you for even taking the time to just begin to ask these questions. And the reality is the world needs you to step into who you are because no one else in the world is you. So as long as you are not beginning to walk towards being you, we're missing it. The world's missing out on something. The world's missing out on who you were designed and meant to be, your unique beauty that you bring to this world. Hey, I want to remind people, if you want to, I do one-on-one coaching specifically with people. And a lot of the work is two parts. Some people that are walking down the road of going, I want to get, you know, sober and live an alcohol-free life. And I get to walk through that kind of with them on a coaching level. On the other side of the coaching level is kind of more of like this stuck. I'm just kind of not feeling like I'm stepping into who I want to be and I don't know how to. Then we get a chance to begin to walk through that together. And I get to help kind of coach you going, let's begin to look at life and let's figure out how, let's own this thing. Let's begin to take control of your life back. Let's begin to be the husband, the father, the person that you are just meant to be in this world. So if that is something that you need in your life right now, email me. Email me, Zach@bravingthejourney.com. Email me and let's set up a time to talk about it. With that, everything, you guys, I'm proud of you. Walk through your fear. Don't let it hold you back. Don't shuffle around it. Look at it face on. Find others to do it with you and walk through it. All right.